Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jeff Trapp, who's Director of Sales with Creative Touch Interiors. Jeff, how you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. Doing great today.
Thanks for being with me. There's probably a lot of my listeners who need to get an update on what's been going on with Creative Touch, otherwise known as CTI. Many people know that CTI at one point was a big part of Home Depot, your major flooring contractor company with design centers across the country. From our perspective, if you look at the way we rank dealers, you're in the top 20, you're a major player. Why don't you give us an update on CTI?
We're a division of HD Supply, mm-hmm. and as you guys probably are well aware, we became HD Supply, that is, became a standalone company in 2007. And HD Supply, we have a broad portfolio of industry-leading businesses specializing in industrial distribution with focus on contractors, builders, maintenance professionals, and a number of other segments. Right now, HD Supply has about 7 lines of business with operations throughout North America.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when you look at your business, you focus on the builder side mostly. You have over 50 design centers nationwide, right?
Absolutely. We have installation services for flooring in 30-plus states across the U.S. and 50-plus design center locations we use to cater to our home builders' buyers to really let them customize their house selections to their own individual taste.
Okay. The last 5 years has been kind of rough on this sector of the business, right?
Oh, without a doubt. We've all faced tough economy the last few years. And what we've really done on our side is focusing on our core customers, taking care of their needs, and then looking to make sure we're striving for operational excellence to be a leader in our marketplace.
And just to get size and scope, you guys install about 30,000 units per year, is that right?
Yeah, we've still hold a very strong market share out there, and that's a pretty close number for what we're doing out there on an annual basis between houses and individual living units and some of our other core segments.
And if you look at Creative Touch, it's primarily flooring. I know you do some window coverings and you do cabinets in certain regions, but it's mostly flooring, right?
Yes. We have national service and installation for all floor coverings, and then the window coverings being blinds and shutters. Mm-hmm. And we do have some markets and regional coverage with installation capabilities for countertops and for cabinets.
All right. And are you seeing much? One good question that a lot of people, since, as you know, my audience is focused in flooring, but are you seeing many trends as far as the surface types that are going into these units? Is it shifting away from carpet, or is carpet still strong? Are you seeing LVT becoming more popular? Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, what we're seeing is we get a lot of direct feedback because we have all of the design centers, and we're seeing a lot of home buyers who are doing a lot of research on their side. And these buyers get pretty savvy about products as they're looking around and shopping for the selections for their personal house. But what we're seeing is a lot of shift towards hard surface sales over the last 5 years. A lot more tile that we're installing, whether it's on the floor, whether it's on the wall, on the countertop. Seen a lot of hardwood. We've seen a lot of our vendor partners investing in hardwood product capabilities, manufacturing, and a lot of that being domestic, which has been great for supply and service to us. And then we're seeing a lot of LVT competition from a number of vendor partners. That product's become very affordable, and the design options are very attractive for the home buyer clients and a lot of the property management products that we're emphasizing right now. So we're seeing a big shift towards hard surface across the board for us.
Mm-hmm. Now, a minute ago, you mentioned vendor partners. So you set up relationships with some of the key suppliers in the business?
Yeah, we work with pretty much every major manufacturer out there. A lot of them are included in what we call our TCAP product program, which is our Total Choice Advantage program. And we feature all the major brands within that program throughout all the flooring categories, carpet, tile, hardwood, resilient, and otherwise, to make sure the buyers that are coming through our design centers are getting the best of the best from each of our manufacturer partners that are out there.
Most people understand this, but the buyers that are coming through are actually the consumer, the homeowner, right?
Absolutely. The buyers who are purchasing a house through one of our builder clients, and then the builder contracts with us to have the product selections made in our design center so we can help that buyer customize the home to their taste, and then being able to offer that extra value proposition to our builder clients.
Okay. And let's talk about price points for a minute. Since we're seeing some recovery, are you starting to see more money spent toward floor covering than we were seeing, say, a year or two ago?
I would say yes. I think the thing we found from our research is the first thing that's coming back is actually the square footage of the houses that we're seeing through the design centers are actually getting bigger. So inherently, you're going to have a higher spend based on just being a bigger house. So I think that's a pretty common thing across the U.S. is that buyers, as they're starting to feel more comfortable, are starting to upsize on the square footage of the house, and then they're looking on top of that to customize the house for their individual needs based on the products, hard surface, soft surface, and the flooring category.
Now, since rugs don't have to be installed, you don't do much in rugs, do you?
We do some, but that's a category we haven't seen much of the last few years, honestly.
Yeah. All right, so I know you don't have a crystal ball, and we're all wondering right now in December about this whole fiscal cliff and whether or not we're going to continue to see this housing momentum that's been building. My take is that things move in cycles, and this cycle's going to continue to expand. What's your outlook?
For us, really, we're looking to grow our organization. We want to always, we call it being first choice of our customers and our vendor partners, and looking to continue to drive organic growth and increasing market share. And then, of course, we're always looking to outpace the market recovery as it does come back here.
So you're optimistic that this fiscal cliff will just be a little hiccup and things will continue to expand?
Yes, we feel we're optimistic at this point about where we're going the next few years.
Yeah. And CTI is headquartered in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, right there off Cumberland Parkway in Atlanta.
All right, Jeff, it's great to talk to you again. We've been talking to Jeff Trapp, who's Director of Sales with CTI, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.